we go! Welcome to the show, everyone. This is the Ignite Rock Podcast. This is episode 20 with your host, Ahmed Khalifa, and I am going to be talking to you today. No guest, no interview. It's going to be me, and I'm going to be talking to you about something that you can really do yourself, and it's going to be an awesome thing that you can do to overcome a bit of maybe imposter syndrome, anxiety, all these things. So we'll get to it in a second, but welcome to the show. I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for tuning in. I really, really do appreciate it. And I guess we'll get start off with having a discussion about many issues that we all have to deal with as an entrepreneur, as business owners, as an employee, as an employer, as a person living life. It doesn't matter what it is. Everyone suffers from the following things. And this could be imposter syndrome. This could be anxiety. It could be a moment that you're feeling down. You could be having productivity issues. You can't get things done. You can't move forward. You can't progress. These are all real feelings. I mean, I get it myself. So there's nothing wrong with experiencing these feelings, because life can be tough. And life as a business owner, life as a parent, life as a employer with a lot of responsibilities, anybody has these issues, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I guess, you know, it could be down to many, many things. And one thing that does have that impact on you is social media. Social media really does play a part in making us feel like that. And you know, you look at Instagram and how it makes people feel in terms of feeling inadequate with polished images of their lifestyle and with the cash and expensive cars and on a beach, which, by the way, it's not real. Don't take it seriously. It's not real. But, you know, Instagram is guilty of that, and social media is guilty of that. There's another, you know, so many examples of how people are bragging about their six-figure business, and you look at your own and wonder, why are you not in that six-figure, you know, business? Why are you, you know, you've worked so hard and you try to get to that area, get to that, you know, place, and you still couldn't do it. And again, I'm going to reiterate again that what they say is not always the case. They could be making 100 grand a year and their expense is 80 grand a year. You know, they might not even say that. They're not going to tell you about the expense. They're just going to tell you about their revenue. Again, don't believe everything that you hear. It's easy to feel like you're not going anywhere. It's easy to doubt yourself, and you're scared, and you have a bit of anxiety, and you question everything that you do. But sometimes all you need is a reminder. All you need is to start reminding yourself of how awesome you are. And the way I do it is I put this thing together, and I call it the awesome log. So couple of things I have to show you. That first of all, disclaimer, I'm not a qualified counselor, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a therapist. If you do have a deep line fear issues that need to be resolved, seek professional help. There's no shame in that. And I can tell you something, I had that. I had a bit of social anxiety. I sought professional help and it made a difference. So don't take what I say as a solution to everything. Take it as a way to take control of your situation if you have any of these feelings that I've mentioned earlier. So as I said, the solution is to create your own awesome log. So what is an awesome log? Basically what it is, it's a record or a log of everything awesome that you have done, and you have done in your life, you have done in your business, just so it can remind you of how awesome you are. So a record of everything that you've done that is awesome to remind you how awesome you are. And this is for any time you're doubting yourself, any time you're struggling with your life, any time you question everything, all you have to do is look back on your log and just remind yourself, you know what? I'm not that bad. Look at all these amazing things that you have done, and look at all the amazing comments that has come of it. So another disclaimer is that I should credit Brian Fenzo from iSocial Fans for the idea. He talked about it in his podcast, Four More Fans, which I will include in a show note. And he calls it Portfolio of Awesomeness, and also Screenshot Awesomeness. And basically, the general idea that he wanted to show you how you can have a return on investment in social media, which is quite tricky for some people. But I'm taking an element of that for a different purpose. So immediately after I listened to that podcast about, you know, Screenshot Awesomeness and Portfolio of Awesomeness from Brian Fenzo, I immediately created one. And You know, Brian said that, you know, we spend a lot of time, apparently 10 minutes, focusing and being frustrated over a bad review. But when we receive a really good review, email, comment about your awesome site, your content, your product, anything, we spend 1 minute on it and we just glance over it. And it just made me think about that is so true. And so, Brian, if you're listening, thank you for the idea. I'm a huge fan of what you do. You know, you share some awesome stuff about yourself, and I'm guessing this is going to be screenshot as well. So, hey, Brian. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Brian, next year at CMA Live 2018 in Edinburgh. And hopefully, we'll share more awesome stuff together. So, this is where we start to put together your own awesome log. So, how do you create an awesome log? Well, there's a number of points that you should cover, and it's very, very simple, so bear with me on this. So, first of all, use anything that makes it easy for you to access it. I'm talking about Evernote. I'm talking about maybe a folder in your desktop, or on your desktop in general. Maybe a notepad on your iPhone. Maybe you have a particular area that you store all these memorable things. Then you want to capture everything. And when I say everything, capture everything which has been a positive, has been awesome, has been really heartwarming, capture it all. And just because, you know, you've missed it, doesn't matter. Still capture it by writing it down and writing what you have experienced, what happened, and how did you feel. Capture it and store it. And be selfish, because it's about you. This is not something that you're going to share it with the world in social media, share it on a blog post. This is private. It's personal to you. If you want to share it, that's up to you. But really, this is about creating your own personal awesome log. So capture everything, put it somewhere like Evernote, and be selfish. It's about you. And when I say capture everything in every way, this could be anything. It could be from an amazing email from a client or customer, or maybe a really cool tweet about your blog post that made a difference to their life, or maybe a positive article about your business, or maybe a brilliant text from a friend, or from your spouse, or from your children. It could be anything. That way, anytime you feel down, all you have to do is remember that you have your awesome log to remind you of how awesome you are. Because we do forget. In the heat of a moment, when things get tough, you do forget and you start to doubt everything. But you have a record of everything that is awesome about your life and what you have done, because people have said it, people have tweeted about it, people have commented about it in different ways or form. So every time you receive a message or when something really good happens, take a screenshot of it, or maybe record a video, or maybe record an audio, or take a picture with your phone. We all have it in our pocket. Anything that can document what happened, capture it and store it online. And also, it doesn't have to be, anything that about your business life. It doesn't have to be about, you know, why you are doing awesome things for your customers and how happy they are. It could be anything. So it could be, for example, I have, you know, did an audio in Evernote and I stored it there. I talked about why I'm doing what I do. From the very beginning, when I started my business, Ignite Rock, I have recorded an audio. And it lasted about 5 minutes. So it doesn't have to be anything fancy. 5 minutes, turn the recorder on, store in Evernote. It's just to remind me of what I am, why I'm there, and just to remind me that, you know, if I'm questioning why I'm doing this, if I'm having trouble about my business, if I'm having trouble understanding how to move forward, I just go back to listening to my audio, and I think, you know what? This is why I'm in it. This is why I'm doing this. This is why I love what I do. And I chose this journey for a reason. I have a recording of it. There's evidence of the recording. So that's, you know, that's one thing. And I did it recently, on Evernote. So that's kind of cool. So even on a personal level, you can talk about that, about anything awesome that happened in your life, you know, and that obviously brings me to my next point, which is it could be about your family. It could be about your life. It could be your hobby. It could be your job. What I'm trying to say is that you don't have to be an entrepreneur or business owner to have an awesome log. It could be anybody. It's just to remind you of anything awesome that happened in your life. You look through it, boom, you're happy. You feel more motivated. You reminded yourself about why you do what you do. And there's another, you know, even in a personal level, I did this on my wedding night with my wife. So basically, we did a video of our wedding night. When it finished, everything done, guests had gone home, and we're feeling all, you know, full of emotion, so happy. We wanted to remember how lucky we are. We wanted to soak in emotions. So what we did was we did a video recording of us two just talking about just where we are, reminding us of what we have done, what just happened. You know, it happens so quickly, your wedding day, and it just flies past, and you forget, you know, to kind of appreciate where you are. And obviously, when a day is gone, that's it. Of course, you have your photographs and you know, professional videos that you can look back on. But sometimes you just need that personal conversation with the camera or with your wife together with the camera. And that's what I did. It just to remind myself of that awesome night. So anytime I'm, you know, wanting to remember about how lucky I am, I just look at that. Maybe look at the video that I've done with my wife, or maybe I'd look at the audio that I did about why I started my business. This is the whole concept of it. This is why I think you should create your own awesome log, just to, you know, get over that slump, maybe get over that hard struggle that you're going through with your life, with your business. Maybe you're kind of questioning your skills, your ability to do anything. If you start putting all this together and start way back, just go as far back as you can, write it down. You may struggle with finding evidence of it, but write it down anyway. But at the same time, if you have it somewhere like your Twitter account, maybe someone commented about something on Twitter, you can go back and find that. Take a screenshot of it and put it somewhere important. Put it somewhere where you can access it very easily, like Evernote, for example, which is what I do. So anything. It could be a tweet. It could be an audio format. It could be a video of your time you had fun with your kids. It could be a holiday photo that meant a lot to you. It could be a comment on your blog post. It could be an email from a client. Anything that made you feel really happy, warm and fuzzy, made you feel awesome, capture it and put it in your awesome log. And that's about it, really. This is just a short episode to talk about, you know, how you can kind of capture the awesome stuff in your life. And if you different to my usual interview format that I tend to do, I guess I'll maybe share in a short episode to talk about something that could help you. So I urge you, I really urge you to create your own awesome log. Just do it. If you have done that, let me know how that worked out for you, because it's really something so small and so simple that can make a big, big difference in your life. Let me know how that goes. If you want the show notes, it's available on igniterock.com/episode20. This is where you're going to find the link to the Brian Fanzo comment about having your own screenshot awesomeness. And he talked about it in quite detail, actually, about why, how that is beneficial to you and how it can help you with your business, how it can act like a proof of your return on investment in social media. Really, really cool episode. I insist that you listen to it. Really, really cool as well. So thank you for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you don't mind, I would really, really appreciate it if you could leave a review on iTunes. It would make me also very happy. I really, really would appreciate it. So in the meantime, let's rock with WordPress.